This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Daf HaShavuot. Tonight's blad is Mem Dalid Amid Aleph Masach Tivamis. We begin Mem Gimel Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom of the beginning of the Mishnah. Arba Achen, if you have four brothers, Nesu'an Arba Noshim, they're married to four ladies. Umeisu, and the brothers die. Imratza, if the brother wants, Hagado Shabahem Liabim. Es kulam. If the oldest brother wants to be miyabim, all of the ladies, harishus biyada, he's allowed to. So the question is, what is that? How could that be? If they all died, then who's doing yibum exactly? It says he had four brothers and they died. Presumably, all the brothers died. So, exactly, who's doing yibum? Scientific studies have found that people who are dead have a very difficult time doing Yibam. So the Gemara ultimately is going to say four out of the brothers die and there are another two brothers left. Fine. Misha haya nasa l'shtei nashim. Someone is married to two women, umeis, and the guy dies. Bi'asa oi chalitzasa shal achas mehen poiteras sarasa. The bir of the chalitz of one of them paters the tzara. Basically, here the Gemara is going to be reviewing a rule that, many rules that we're very familiar with, since we've gotten through a good chunk of the Masechta here. Okay. Hoysa achas kasher v'achas psuah. One of the women, so guy's married to two women, one of them was kosher to kohuna, one of them was pasul to kohuna. Let's say one of them was a grusha, or one of them was previously a chalutza. Im hoya choylitz, if you're going to do chalitza, choylitz the psula, do chalitza to the psula. Because why ruin a good woman who could potentially marry a kohen for no reason? And if you're going to do yibum, then you could do to either. Then miyabim l'kshera, that means you could do to either. Then you could do to the kshera also. Says the Holy Gemara, Arba Achen, four brothers, Sal Kedaituch? Do you think that's what it means? That four of the brothers? Four of the brothers, from the brothers, they die, but you have two left. Originally, it sounded like you have four brothers, and they all die. So who's doing yibum? So the Gemara says four of the brothers die. Harishus biyadai. So the oldest one has permission to be miyabim all four. Says the Gemara, v'shavkule. Are we going to allow him? We're going to allow him to marry four women? How is he going to support them? You know how many pairs of shoes that is? How's he gonna support all of them? Says Rashi, Betamia, Uvama Yifarnir School, how's he gonna support all of them? Vatani, we learned in a braisa, Vakarula Iziknei Irai, and the elders of the city call him, they summon him to Yibam. We darshan hain v'loy shluchan. The elders have to summon the guy for Yibam. They can't send messengers. V'dibru elav, and they speak to him. Malamid shemesiyan lai eitzah hagenas lai. We hear, we see that they give him a proper advice, proper counsel. Shem haya hu yaled. So that if he was younger, but he's a kain and she's older, or hu zakim he yalda, or if he is old and she is much younger, they say to him, this ain't a good idea. Malcha Yisrael Yalda. Why are you going to such a young girl? Malcha Yisrael Zgin. Why are you going to such an older lady? Klach Yisrael Shekamayscha. Hang around. Go to someone more like you. V'al tosam k'tata v'esecha. Don't cause strife in your household. In other words, Bezdin advises the person that Yibam is only advisable if the ages, are relatively compatible. But if the ages are too disparate, then they advise against it. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha de'efsherle. The reason why we allow him is because he has the means, he has money, he's able to support them. We allow the guy to do yibam because he's able to support them. Says the Gemara, Ihache filo tuvanami. Then if there are 50 brothers, and if he wants to miyabim 48 ladies, let him do it. If it's just a matter of finances, if he could afford it, then why is there a limit of four? So the Gemara says there is a limit of four. Says Gemara, Eitza Toiva Kamashmalan. We give him good advice. Dalid in, four, yes, tfei loy, but not more than four. Why? Kihechi de nimte oina b'chodesh. So that each one will get one oina a month. What does that mean? Well, that a husband, as in the ksuba, commits himself to his wife to fulfill her his marital responsibility. One of the mitzvahs of a husband is the mitzvah of oina. He pledges intimacy with the wife at regular intervals. So what are the intervals? It depends what the person's occupation is. Somebody who is leisure, it's b'chol layla. Someone who works far away, it's infrequently. But the Chazal say the oina of a Talmud Chacham is from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. That's the meaning, asher peryoy yitain be'itay. So the oina of a Talmud Chacham is echad b'shavua. Now, in this situation, he's marrying four women, so then he can only visit each one once a month. So the Gemara is saying, it's a toiva that don't marry more than four, because if you marry more than four, then you're not going to be able to give each one at least once a month. Now, there's a big discussion, what about stam marriage? In other words, are you allowed to marry four women? Because if you marry a woman, Bishlama Bayibam, you're not marrying her. Heaven is giving her to you. So you could get away with once a month, but maybe to a wife you have to provide more often than that. So some Rishonim learn, no, to a wife you can't marry more than, you can't marry four if you're only going to provide once a month. You have to be able to provide once a week. By the way, just someone who is a worker, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Shnei Pamim B'Shavua. The Bir Halacha concludes that B'Zman HaZeh, the starting point, even L'Talmid HaChamim, the psak of the Bir Halacha is like a poyal, Shnayim B'Shavua. You can look in Shulchan Aruch in Archaim Simen Reish Mem. Be it as it may, when it comes to a Yavama, there's more leniency because you never pledged any responsibility. She fell to you min HaShamayim. However, by a regular woman, some Rishonim say, you can't marry more than being able to provide once a week. And again, if this is talking about for a Talmud Chacham, if it's somebody who normally would have to provide twice a week, then you can only take two bayibam. Okay, the Gemara continues. Misha haya nasoi. Someone who is married to two women, so the bia or the chalitza of one of them paters the tzara. Says Gemara, v'niyabim l'tarvayu, why can't you do yibam to both? Now this is a principle we had many times already. Amar Rab Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rab Yochanan, Amar Kra, asher lo yivne es beis achiv. He who did not build his brother's house, which implies you're only given the opportunity to build one house. You could build one house, you don't build two houses. Says Gemara, v'nichlotza tarvayu, du chalitza to both. Amar marzucha bar tovi, amar kura, beis chalotz hanal. The house of the removal of the shoe. Bayis echru choylet v'nichlotz shnei batim. You remove, you do chalitza to one bayis, you don't do chalitza to two batim. So you can't do yibum to both, you can't do chalitza to both. Do yibum to one and chalitza to the other. Says Gemara, you can't do chalitza to the other, because since you can't do yibum to the other, then by the same token, since she's not oilel yibum, she won't be oilel chalitza. Amar marzucha ratuvi amar krab beis cholot hanal bayis achru chos v'nechos b'shnevan v'yabim l'chad v'nechlot z'chada do yibum to one, do chalitza other amar krab im lo yachboitz. If he doesn't want, then he does chalitza. Ha chafitz, but if he wants to do yibum, yabim kala oilel yibum oilel chalitza koshein oilel yibum en oilel chalitza. Anyone who's oil to Yibam is oil chalitza. Anyone who's not oil Yibam is not oil chalitza. Va'oid, furthermore, another reason why you can't do Yibam and then do chalitza to the other, shalo yoimru, so that people don't say, bayis miktsasai banu miktsasai chalitz. So that people don't say, the house is partially built and partially chalitzad. Says Gemara, v'yomru, let people say that. What's wrong? You say, do yibam to one, do chalitza to the other. And people will say, you do, it's a house which is partially butter and partially chalitz. Says Gemara, yidmi amahadar chalitza chenami. If first you did yibam to one, then chalitza to the other, then it wouldn't be a problem. Ela dilma chalitz v'hadar miyabim. But we're worried, maybe you'll do chalitza to the first and then do yibam to the second. And doing yibam to the second once you did chalitza to the first is a violation, it's a lav of the kamle below yivna. There's a lav. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibam anymore. Say nechanami, if you do yibam, you could do chalitza to the other if you want. The problem is if you do chalitza to one, there's a lav to do yibam to the other. Says the Gemara, ve'ema ki'ika. Okay, now so the Gemara just said you can't do yibam to both because it says asher lo yivne es beis achiv. You can only do yibam to one. You can't do chalitza to both. It says beis chalitza now. Ask the Gemara, why don't we darshan? Asher lo yivne, that you can only do yibum when there's one yivama, but when there's two yivamin, why do we darshan don't do yibum to both? Darshan, there's no mitzvah of yibum when there are two yivamin. Ve'ema ki'ika chada teskai mitzvah yibum. Why don't we say, when there's one yivama, you could be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. Ki'ika tarti, when there are two yivamin, lo teskai mitzvah yibum. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, If the only time that you would do yibam to a yivama is when there's one yivama, then how would there ever be an iser of tsaras erva? Because whenever there's an erva and a tsara, there's no mitzvah of yibam at all because there are two yivamin. So why do I need a pasuk to aser tsaras tsaras erva? There is no yibam by tsaras erva. Because yibam is only by one yavam. Imkein saras erva da asrachman alamali. Hashta beiz ba'ama. If by two yavamin in general amrit lab nechaz yivnenu, then of course by a saras erva there's no chalitza or yibam. Meaning if yibam is only by one yavam, that one yavama, then why would I need a pasuk to aser saras erva? Says the Gemara. Alamalai. Why not? I would still need a pasuk to aser tsaras erva because I would think tsaras erva is not a case of two yivamin. I would think that since the erva is so disqualified from yibam, then that's a case of one yivama, and I wouldn't know that a tsaras erva is aser. What do you mean? I thought yibam is only by one yivama. This is one yivama because the erva is like she doesn't fall. Says Gemara, Alam Alay, Itzrich Sakadaituch Amina, I would have thought Erva Abbas Roy Kaima. The Erva is like standing outside. Vitisyavim Sarasan, therefore do Yibam to the one Sara. Kamash Malanda Asira, therefore I need a Pasuk that Saras Erva is Asar. So again, we're back to the question, maybe Yibam, learn from the Pasuk, Asher Lo Yivnes Beis Achiv, that you only do Yibam when there's one Yivama, not when there's two Yivama. And says the Gemara, we make a drash of Yivimta, Yivimta, Iriba. The pasuk says, V'yimla yachvoy to ishla kacha says Yivimta, Iva also Yivimta, Hashara. And if he doesn't want, if the man doesn't want to take his Yivama, then the Yivama goes up. Why does it have to say a second time, the Yivama goes up? It just said Yivama. It should say, V'yimla yachvoy to ishla kacha says Yivimta, the Osa Hashara, she goes up, and we know automatically, clearly, the she is the Yavama. Fine. The Mishnah said, if two women fall Tibam, one is a Ksher and one is a Psula, you do Chalitza to the Psula so you don't ruin her. Amar Rav Yosef, Kan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe taught the following teaching. Lo Yishbaich Adam, Mei Bayroi, V'achirim Tzrichim Lehem. Person should not pour out the water of his pit if other people need it. Like this, you have water in your pit, but you don't need it because you're leaving for a month. But don't waste something that someone else could use. It's like koifenoisa midas sadaim. You have a perfectly good woman. Why ruin her to kahuna? If you're gonna do chalitza, you might as well do chalitza to the woman who anyway is psula for kahuna. This is like an offshoot of the concept of Koifenoisel Midas Sadaim. Fine. Says the Holy Mishnah. Hamachser Grushasai. If you take back your Grusha, you divorce her and then you marry her the next day. Vahanoisel Chalutzasai. If you do Yibum to a woman that you gave Chalitza to. By the way, marry, taking back your Grusha after someone else marries her is a lav in the Torah. Doing Yibum, marrying a woman who you gave Chalitza to is a lav. Vahanoise Kroivas Chalutzas, and if you marry the relative of your Chalutza, which by the way, presumably that's an Isser Derabanan, Yoitzi, you divorce her, and says the Mishnah of Havlad Mamzer, the child is a Mamzer. Now, wow, why would that be? It's only Chai Ve'lavin, and especially Kroivas Chalutzasai is only in Isser Derabanan. This is Divrei Rabbi Kiva. This is Rabbi Kiva Shita. So, my friend Gedalia Schwartz, here you are, Gedalia, just got me a sefer. Like 1,000 pages on Rabbi Akiva, at least. I'll tell you how many pages. Over 1,000 pages by Rabbi Shimon Wanunu. It's interesting, Machaber, he wrote over 100 svarim. He took my sefer Magad Rakia, he went like this. And he showed me where the extra letters were. Anyway, but he likes it. He likes the sefer. In fact, he liked it so much, he became a sponsor of the next one. But, so I have a big book about Rabbi Akiva. But one topic about Rabbi Akiva that's not in the book is Rabbi Akiva holds, Chai Ve'lavin produces a mamzer, which is a unique shita that Rabbi Akiva holds. Chai Ve'lavin produces a mamzer. Okay. The rabbis hold the Vlad is not a mamzer. Umoidim benoise kroivas grushasai. They are moide. The chachamim are moide. That even though from chayve lavin it does not produce a mamzer, if you marry the relative of your grusha, so that's a chi of kares, shavlad mamzer, there the Vlad is a mamzer. So now the Gemara has a kasha. Does Rabbi Akiva hold that if you marry the relative of your chalutza, the Vlad's a mamzer? V'savar Rabbi Akiva hanoisei kroivas chalutza say Vlad mamzer? Does Rabbi Akiva hold that if you marry the relative of your chalutza, the Vlad's a mamzer? V'amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Kan shana Rabbi, here Rabbi taught, achos grusha midevei Torah, to marry the sister of your grusha is dairaisa. Achos chalutza say midevei soifrim, to marry the relative of your chalutza, that's a drabanon. So if it's only a drabanon, a drabanon can't make a mamzer. Can a drabanon make a mamzer? Says the Gemara. Tani kroivas grushasai. Change the girsa, not the relative of your chalutza, but the relative of your grusha. Says the Gemara. Achinami mistabra. That is mistaber. That what Rabbi Akiva was saying was the relative of your grusha. Why? The tani seifa, the seifa says umoidim. Benoise kroivas grushasai. That the chachamim are moide. If you marry the relative of your grusha, shahavlad mamzer, that the vlad is a mamzer. That the chachamim are moide. If you marry the relative of your grusha, the vlad is a mamzer. Now, why are they talking about kroivas grushasai? If you're going to say the Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva was talking about Kroivas Grushasai. So he says in all three cases it produces Chai Ve Mamzer. So the Chachamim say, no, it's only a Mamzer, but no, you say Kroivas Grushasai that you were talking about. Iyam Rabishlama Ariba. If you want to say Bishlama, that's what he's talking about. Hainu Diktani Umaydim. That's why it says, and he is Moida. The Chachamim are Moida, that by Chai Ve'Krisus it produces a Mamzer. Eloi Amrit Loi Ariba, if the Tanakama is not talking about Chai Ve'Krisus of Kroivas Grushasai, Mayu Moidim. What does it mean? The Chachamim are Moida. Nobody was talking about that case. Why are they drumming up a case no one's talking about? If the Tanakama is saying in Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Akiva is saying, if you're Machshe Grushasai, Noise Chalutzasai, and Kroivas Grushasai, it produces a Mamzer, you could say the Chachamim are Moida, by Kroivas Grushas, it produces a mamzer. But if the Tanakhama is talking about Kroivas Chalutzasai, what do you mean? The Chachamim are moide about Kroivas Grushasai. Who's talking about Kroivas Grushasai? Mayu moidim. Says Gemara, V'dilmaha Kamash Milan. Maybe the Chiddush is Diyesh Mamzer Mechaive Krisos. The Chiddush is, in contradistinction to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds you only it only Chayave Misas Bezdin produces a Mamzer. So maybe it's saying the Chachamim are Moide to Rabbi Akiva, even though they don't agree by Chayve Lavin, they agree by Chayve Krisos. Says the Gemara, I don't need them to say that their moideh, that chayve krisus produces a mamzer. It's a beferish mishnah later on. Hakatani la lekaman. We say later on, ezehu mamzer. What is a mamzer? Kol she'er basar. Any relation, shehu b'lo yavai, that's a lav, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon HaTimani Oimer. Rabbi Shimon HaTimani says, kol she'chayav in olav kares. Bidei shemayim, anything that you're liable to kares from heaven, it produces a mamzer, v'halacha kidvarav, and the halacha is like him. So I wouldn't need the Mishnah to say the Chachamim are moide that by kroivas grushasa it produces a mamzer because chayvei krisus produces a mamzer. We know from a Mishnah later on that chayvei krisus produces a mamzer. Says the Gemara, yes, maybe we know that, but we don't necessarily know the halacha is in accordance with that. So the Aruch HaNer asks, what do you mean? But the Mishnah says, halacha kidvarav. Nah, that doesn't mean really, just because a Mishnah says halacha kidvarav, that doesn't mean Rebbe really believes the halacha is kidvarav, as we learned on a last Sunday morning, that Rebbe did not write the Mishnayos, he merely codified earlier statements of Tanoim. So just because Rebbe codified a statement that was floating around among the Tanoim, it doesn't mean he really paskins that way. But maybe Rebbe wanted to write Umoidim Chachamim beKroivas Grushasoi to be soy same like the Shita that Chayove Krisos produces Mamzeros. Vidilma Kasasimlan Tana Krib Shimon HaTimni. Maybe the Tana is being soy same like Krib Shimon HaTimni. Says the Gemara, then why specifically pick a case of Kroivas Grushasoi? You could pick any Chayove Krisos. Imkain Lisni Shar Chayove Krisos. It could have picked any other Chayove Krisos. Kroivas grushasa lamali must be because the Tanakama was talking about it. Ela shmamina ayriba must be the Tanakama was talking about kroivas grushasa. Frak the gemara v'dilma lo ilam lo ayriba. Maybe the Tanakama is not talking about it. But the reason why the Chachamim picked the case of kroivas grushasa is because the Tanakama were talking about a chalutza and the relative of the chalutza and a grusha. So the Mishnah picked the case of the relative of the Grusha. The ID the Tani Machsa Grushasai, once the Mishnah was already discussing a Machsa Grushasai, Venoisi Chalutzasai, Ukroivas Chalutzasai, Tani Nami Kroivas Grushasai. In other words, the question is, if it's merely to teach me that Yechayev, that Chayove Krisos produces Mamzeros, it could have picked any case of Chayove Krisos. So the Gemara is saying, no, it picked this case because it's symmetrical to some of the other cases already discussed in the Mishnah. And basically, we're up the creek without a paddle, because it's not mistaber, because the only reason the Gemara had a kasha, does Rabbi Akiva hold that Achos Chalutza produces a mamzer? So the Gemara says, Tani Kroivas Grushasai. And the Gemara says, Achinami Mistabra is Kroivas Grushasai, because why does it say Moide Chachamim be Kroivas Grushasai? So the Gemara says, maybe the Tanakama wasn't talking about it, and the Chachamim spoke about it because it's symmetrical. Now, I don't know why the Gemara is falling off of the answer, because we just slugged up the Hachinami Mistabra. But the answer could still be true, that Rabbi Kiva is talking about Kroivas Grushasai. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is reverting back to the original text, that's talking about Krivas Chalutzasai. And until now, we assumed Krivas Chalutzasai is the Rabbanon. And now the Gemara is saying, Krivas Chalutzasai, Rabbi Kiva, have a mamzer. We're really going to say Rabbi Kiva holds Krivas Chalutzasai produces a mamzer. Why? Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Chia Bar Abba, Sanei Rabbi Yechon, and Haino time of the Rabbi Kiva. This is the reason Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Kra, Beis Cholot Hanal, the house of the removal of the shoe. The Torah says that even though she's your chalutza, she's called a bias, she's called your wife, and therefore you're usher to her relatives, Nedai Raisa, Hakosov Karoi Bias. The Pasuk calls her a bias. So even though you gave her chalitza, she's still a bias, and therefore you're usher to her relatives. And Bez Hashem will pick it up tomorrow. Thanks everyone for joining. Have an amazing evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.